We're in the middle of the Mishnah on Tezvava Megalov. We'll start the Mishnah again. I maybe get Medina Sayam. Before the Nechtam. So that's possible because he didn't do both. According to Rabbah, either at one point in history it was because of Lishma, later on it was because Xerish and Miyazda Dabrak Kulay, they won't know Lishma. According to Rabbah, it was because since we trust. What's happening here? Since we trust one aid to say that he's Mekayim Nishtar, and by other stars we need two, so in order that people shouldn't get confused, we require Bepanei Nechtav. So that's the reason for the first two cases. Now we move to the next case. Bepanei Nechtav Kuloi Bepanei Nechtav Chetchai. I watched the whole writing, the Shliach says, but only one signature, so one signature is not validated. Since one signature is not validated, it's not going to work. That is that case. The next case, before the necht of Chetcheh, before the necht of Kula, if that one needs work, because we learned in the first parak that you don't have to watch the whole writing Lishma, and here it says that if you didn't watch the whole thing, it's a puzzle. So again, the Gemara will have to resolve that issue. Befanei nechtav chetchai, puzzle. Echraim befanei nechtav, echraim befanei nechtav. You have two that say, one says befanei nechtav and one says befanei nechtav, puzzle. And Rashi speaks out that if one is a shliach, the shliach didn't say both, so it doesn't work. Only a shliach is believed to say befanei nechtav or befanei nechtav. The non-shliach is not believed. And if both are shluchim, Rashi says, if both are shluchim, we're afraid that people are going to say that you lie and kiyum shtaris bein echad, because the one that's saying b'fanei nechtam did not say b'fanei nechtav. And people won't say, well, somebody else said it. They'll say, he just said b'fanei nechtam, and we trusted him. Right? Rashi learns he doesn't even have to say the word b'fanei nechtam. He can say, yadati, I recognize the signatures. That's good enough. And he didn't say b'fanei nechtam. So therefore, it's possible. Shnayim ayim b'faneinu nechtav, echad ayim b'faneinu nechtav is possible. Again, two say b'faneinu nechtav, one says b'faneinu nechtav. It's not the same person. It's a third person. They can be all shluchim, but the bottom line is, he's validating the shtar all by himself, and he didn't say b'faneinu nechtav. Possible. Rabbi Yehuda Machsher. Rabbi Yehuda says in that case it's kasher, because since somebody else is saying b'fanei nechtav, that takes away the chashash. And he argues in the case before too. When one says b'fanei nechtav and one says b'fanei nechtav, he accepts that as well. Because since we're insisting that a b'fanei nechtav be said, that's good enough for a Yehuda to take away the fear that people will get confused with other shtaris. Echadayim b'fanei nechtav, v'shnayim b'fanei nechtav is kosher. Because, according to Rava, it's very simple. You have a kiyum shtar. You have two enemy mekayim the shtar. According to Rabbah, the shliach is saying b'fanei nechtav, and the edim are validating the shtar, so that works. Rashi. Hamevi b'fanei nechtav p'hatze echad min ha'edim. Echadayim b'fanei nechtav, echadayim b'fanei nechtav. Pasul, iksha get yaitzim itachas edei echad. If the get is only taken by one of them, shehu mevi'a ve'en chaver shliach b'vasoi, he's bringing it, and his friend is not a shliach, shemachi pasul. The Rabbana wanted the Shliach to say both of them. Period. And the one that says that they're both Shluchim, given the Chadhu the Ika Achsima, only one is testifying of the Achsima, the Iuloi Masid Achsiva, Asu Lechluvim became Shtaris to Amabed Echad. They'll excuse it with Kim Shtaris, because I mean him a Perakama. Again, because in order not to get it confused with Kiyum Shtaris, we need the one that's validating the signatures to say b'fanei nechtav. If not, people will say he validated the signatures all by himself. Somebody else said b'fanei nechtav. The Tanna Kama doesn't take that into account. Bottom line is, the one who validated the signatures did not say b'fanei nechtav, and we trusted him. So people will say, Kiyum Shtaris can be done by Eid Echad. And Rabbi Yehuda, I ma'achshud, the Kibin Mesechrin and Lasud in Lami Aksiva Yehu Ayachar, since somebody else has to say B'fanei Nechtav, Sula Yasi Lachlufe, they will not confuse him with Kiyum Shtaris. Gemara Mina, the Cholikoy of Rabbi Yehuda after Rishayna. He even argues in the case of Echraim Befanenechtim, Echraim Befanenechtim. Again, same Machloikas. Right? The guy testifying in the Chasima is not testifying in the Ksiva. Is that good enough or not? Rabbi Yehuda says that's enough to take away the fact that people will get confused with other Shtaras. And the Tanakhama says, unless the guy who says Befanenechtim also says in the Ksiva, we're not going to believe him. Because people will think you can do it by other Shtaras as well. Echraim Befanenechtim, Shnaim Befanenechtim Kusher, the Gemara Mepharsh Law, the Gemara will explain that case.
If you have a cube staros, that doesn't have to be a bezdin?
Yeah.
Cube staros be all bezdin?
Has to have three people.
Oh, it could be that those three people might make a mistake.
People will make a mistake. People watching will make a mistake. It could happen in bezdin and people watching will make a mistake.
The cube staros has to be in bezdin. They know that you need to...
Again. The Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph said that according to Rava, really the aid is believed to say, I recognize the signatures. Why do we need Befanenechtim? Rava is not worried about Lishma. So the Gemara answered, people will confuse it and say, Kiyum Staros is Beit Echad.
Okay,
so why didn't you ask that Kasha then?
So, Rabbi, as I said, the more we learn, it's progressive, the better, smarter we get. So I'm saying, asking it now. Even if a person in the gallery sees it, they'll think, oh, you can do it with one, even Kiyum Shtaros, but that could be no Gayab, it's never will it help, whatever will it be, if it has to be done in Bezdin.
Okay, I hear your point. Terrence says any three people can serve as a Bezdin to validate the
Shtaros. That's why I said that.
About question, here is the test. There's 11 questions. I'll let you know at the end whether we're combining 5 and 6, and there's 10, or we're leaving it as is, and you drop 11.
Shabbos, I want it done by 11 a.m. I don't know what we have. You're not working today, I know. Oh, you're doing the kitchen, I'm sorry. It's not after work, during work.
So I'm thinking about that too. Hasul Amali. Why do I need this Mishnah? Didn't we say this Mishnah all the way back? Now maybe Gepin Dinas Yom has to say Befanenechtim. Why is this Mishnah repeating if you do one and not the other? We said this back in that Beis Amal Aleph. You need Befanenechtim, Befanenechtim. Zok the Gemara that says, I may be getting Medina Siyam, Tzarek Shem, Befanenechtim, Befanenechtim. Zok the Gemara, you have me, Yahi, I have a mean, it's Tzarek, Lili, I'm a Kusher. From that Mishnah, I would have said, you have to do it. But if you don't, it's also Kusher. Kamash Malan, no. The ones that Chachamim were Mesakin it, it's puzzle. To Machloik is whether the kids are moms or not. But once the Rabbana said, Medina Siyam, you need Befanenechtim, Befanenechtim, if it's given over without that, it's a puzzle again. With that Mishnah, he would have said, Chazal required it. Not every requirement is b'dieved. Some requirements are the way to do it l'chatchila. Comes along this Mishnah, it's puzzle. You should know, this requirement is more than just a, what we'd like. It's ma'akev. Now, according to a mayor, the kid's even a mamzer. According to Rabbanan, he's not.
Is this probably anything with ADC and Tarsi or Zilin
Tarsi? Nothing. Because our mission either out to Missouri for whatever reason we said not Gimel Amud Beis. This was the sugya on Gimel Amud Beis. And the Gemara said either you hold it going like Rabbi Eliezer and it's Missouri for Tayyabai, or it's going like a Yehuda holds you need Ksiva and Ksiva.
Why is
Missouri for
Tayyabai if you have an aid to say that it was possible? You don't need aid Ksiva at all, right? I mean,
but once you have them, they have to be validated. That's Missouri for Tayyabai.
Had it not had any.
Aiding Sima, that would be great. Going to Rabbah, going to Rabbah, he wouldn't have to say anything. We'd have the Aiding Sima, there's no signatures to validate. By the way, Aiding Sima with Aiding Sima is a problem. Because the husband comes 2 years later and claims he never wrote the get. How is she going to validate it? Aiding Sima are there for her purpose, for her sake. Even if you don't need them to make it a kosher get, and she's divorced, but she always runs the risk.
They have to find those edim then. Yeah, but we would say that if a husband doesn't do right,
yeah, again, if we have no edim sima, according to Eliezer, there would be nothing to validate. We need edim sima to make the get.
So he's not, he doesn't have that fear that God is going to come.
We do, but we're nothing he can do about it. That's Tikkun Olam. Which half was written in front of the messenger when he says Befanei Nechtem Chetzai? Ilai Mechetzai Harishon, and that was the thrust of the get. It has the names, the city. That's the part of the get that is different for every person. The first half of the get. Just have to watch the first line. So for sure, the first half is good. Hello, Ravashi, Chetzi Achron. The second half, which is the form part, where the same words are repeated, whether the guy's name is Shimon or the guy's name is Dan.
It's not as important.
It's necessary to get. But it's not, meaning, if the first half was written Lishma, you don't have to worry about the second half. It was for sure written Lishma. Even the first line's enough.
But so when he says funny enough, he's talking about what he saw the second half only?
The first half. Oh, the second half only, correct.
But had he seen the first half?
Would have been good enough.
So does he say that in his Hebrew?
Well, he says Chetzer, he tells you which half he saw. Rashi, Shita Achas, Shita Rishayna, Shabbos Shema, Ishva, Ishav Azman. Rashi tells me why the first line is good enough. Because that's the main part of the get. It has the names and the time. Now, if I argue, then it takes more than one line to get that done. Okay. The next piece of Gemara, just want to give an introduction. Rav Chisda is going to say a huge Kiddush. And everybody in this room is going to ask Rava's question. And then Rava is going to come back with a huge Kiddush. And everybody in this room will ask Ravashi's question. And the Rav Ashi will say a Kiddush, and everybody will ask a question that the Gemara doesn't ask. So each of these statements that we're going to have, three of them, Rav Chisda, which Rava disagrees with, and Rava's, which Rav Ashi disagrees with, is going to have to be explained because there's going to be an obvious question. Which Rava asks on Rav Chisda, and Rav Ashi asks on Rava? Let's see it. I'm Rav Chisda. Okay, remember, there is Befanei Nechtem Kulay, Befanei Nechtem Chetzai Pasul. Because the Shliach only told us about one of the signatures. He did not tell us about the other signature. Amar Rav Chisda, Vafilu Shnayim Me'idim Achsimus Yacheni Pasul. Even if two other Edim come and validate the second signature, it's Pasul. So listen to what happened. The Shliach came, said, I watched it being written, and I saw one of the signatures. And according to Rabbi, he tells us it's Lishma. According to Rava, he just validated one of the signatures, and he's believed because Chachamim trusted the Shliach for validation. But he doesn't tell us a word about the other signature. Come along to Adam and say, oh, we know that signature, that's Kusher. Not Shluchim, to Adam.
The halacha was puzzled, right?
Again, Rav Chisda is adding a new case.
No, but then our mission is
possible. Our mission is possible because nobody said a word about the second, the signature.
That's what Chazal said right now.
Okay. Now, comes Rav Chisda and says, even if two Edim come and testify on the second signature, it's possible. That means you're using the Shliach on the first signature and using two Edim on the second signature. Can't do that. Why not? Good. Tell me, Pshat Rav Chisda.
So maybe we don't know.
It was like, yeah, why?
Well, where is the Tachas Chachamim?
Said Befanei Nechtem, and one.
No, that wasn't what Chazal gave us a heter here.
So two Edim are worse than the Shliach.
I didn't say that.
I'm asking you. The Shliach would have said it Befanei Nechtem, he would be believed on both signatures.
That's what Chazal said, yeah.
But because he only said on one...
That's what the Chaz Chum was.
Look, yeah, I'm happy you're happy with that shot. To me, it makes no sense. How can two Edim be worse than the Shliach?
The Shliach, if he doesn't accomplish the whole thing, he accomplishes nothing.
Why?
it matter?
Exactly. Why?
Because that's the tana, that he has to have seen the writing and the signing of the whole get. He didn't see the signing of the whole get, so he can't testify at all. He's not a good shliach.
Okay, I'm happy that people like this. I'm very happy. It's a very big chiddush, which you both are saying. But if one shliach comes in and says the funny nechtav, and two of them validate the star, it's kosher. According to Rabbi, why? Because the shliach said the funny nechtav.
What was the
case? Last case in the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Echad ayim the funny nechtav, ushnayim ayim the funny nu nechtav, is kosher. Yes.
When he says
Nechtam
Tetzia, what does that mean?
1-8.
Did he see the other signature?
No.
Prior? In other words, I only saw the second signature.
Or the first signature. He left.
Because you think that the one who signed second was there at the time that the first one
signed. Again. That's not telling us that it was Lishma. Or it's not taking care of yet. He came in and said, one signature I watched.
Doesn't matter which, first or second, doesn't matter.
Listen,
and then the two
other
Edom.
The last case in the Mishnah is not speaking that the two Edom were there at the time. Saying that if those two Edom.
Yeah, I shouldn't have brought it in. Let's leave the last case in the Mishnah alone. My timer. So that everybody, because it says, all your Svara. I kula b'kayim aget. I kula b'kayim. Either you do it with Kiyam Aget, or you do it with Karas Chachamim. Meaning you can't combine Kiyam Aget of two Edom together with the Shliach on one. Rashi.
Keep
short. You think you only came one? Alright. I'm Rav Chizda. Not coming to same shot in the Mishnah. Ulukma Masnitsin Behochin to set it up this way. Al Svar the day myself. Just adding his own Svarah. The Amar Avusta, he's saying a Kiddush. Now, Philip Steinman, I shook reading Shem Akirim Yad Eidach Slimus Kishemi. So, hey, that's Shliach Alov. Even if two recognize the signature that the Shliach did not testify, puzzle. Kiyam Aget, Hainu Eidim Ameidim Achaisim Eidim. Tkanas Chachamim. Eidus Ashliach Sheminu Chachamim Kishnayim. So, you can't combine the two.
What's the first side? Kiyam Aget.
It's two Eidim.
If they would say
that, let's say we know both sources. That's great. They validated the star.
They validated the star. You're the only people. Well, when a person says I know the signature is good, that means I know that the people that signed it read the whole thing.
No. I recognize these signatures.
Okay.
Yeah. So again, Rabba or Rabba, which one are we going to know?
I want to know. When Prince
of Bukiyam Haget. Stop for a second. We have a star that Levi owes him in $1,000. Two Edom come in and say, we recognize the signatures. So now it's a valid star. Are they telling us that the signatures that the Edom read it and know what they were talking about? Or do we assume that these are the Edom that saw it? They knew what they were doing. Every Kiyam a star.
You know what? That's a great question.
The answer
I'll
is.
I'll put it on the test.
The answer is that once we know these Edom signed, we assume they signed knowing what they're doing. Let me explain it better. But the right, so we don't even need Kiyam. The fact that two Edom signed is enough. We don't even need Kiyam. Rabbanan required Kiyam.
What's Kiyam mean?
Recognizing signatures that they weren't forged. That's all.
We're saying that this is his signature.
That's all.
Now, are we saying that they are kosher people?
We assume Edom are kosher people.
So it all says that this is his signature.
Exactly. That's what Keemstar is.
So, honestly, that really is. Is that really giving any credence to the.
Yes, it does. Edom don't sign unless they know what's happening. Biblically speaking, we don't even have to say they're the signatures. Two Edom that sign know what they're doing. Nobody signs a star unless they know what they're doing. People don't do that.
He's a Machal Shabbos for Hesu, but I knew his signature. You know.
Again, we're not chayshid that Edom are puzzle.
Yeah. forge. This is all taken care of is someone that will forge. That's it.
That's all. That's all we wanted to.
The step is after that, a person isn't just an idiot. It's just, I'm sorry, that's a bad word, but.
Biblically speaking, we don't have to do anything.
Okay, what about the
Lishma factor? Again, we'll get to the Lishma factor in a minute, but he wasn't talking about the Lishma factor. He was creating a new thing that we have to have Adam testify that they were kosher Jews. There's no such requirement. Now, the Lishma factor is taken care of by the fact that the Shliach said before
Nechtov.
They have
to sign the Lishma also.
Well, two Adam are recognizing the signatures. What? That's the Kasha. So the Gemara asked that Kasha back, and the Gemara answered, L'acha Shalomdu. That after everybody knew Lishma, was only Shema Yamzah, Dabar Lekul Kulay, and when you have Adam recognize the signatures, to Milsit Leshchicha, remember, this is the Gemara asked by two people to bring a... You know, honestly, in your item of bait, in Tessa item of bait, the Gemara's going to deal with your question. The Gemara's going to deal with your question, so let's leave it for that Gemara.
Obekul became a get is not really true.
Why?
The Shema.
That's the Gemara in Tezayin Amid Beis. Gemara will deal with that in Tezayin Amid Beis.
Rabba's fine.
Again, the Gemara will deal with that in Tezayin Amid Beis. So we'll leave it for Tezayin Amid Beis. Maskev L'Rabba. Miik Amidi Dilom Rechat Kosher Ashtadik Atrei Puzzle. The Shliach himself would say it, be kosher. But because we have two Adim, it's worse? That's Rabbi's question. So Rabbi obviously didn't disagree with what everybody here agreed, that we can't trust the Shliach unless he does the whole job.
That was the protocol that they set up.
Right. That's what everybody was saying here. And Rabbi is saying it makes absolutely no logical sense. The Shliach is more believed than two Adam? So the Rishaynim want to know what's Pshat and Rav Chisda. Because L'Chaira, they all agree that Rava has an unbelievable taina. Two Adam are the best evidence you can have. And here we're saying, the Shliach is better than two Adam. So Taisus answers that Rav Chisda feels that a Shliach was not a Shliach of the whole thing, was not testifying the whole thing, is not careful. Rav Chisda feels that it's not careful. He won't watch. We can't trust him that he really watched it. Because if he doesn't do the whole thing, he's lax. He doesn't take his job seriously.
So he's the one that is the cause that might puzzle, not because...
What's wrong with two Adam?
I mean, it's no worse than our Mishnah. I mean, Rav Chisda's building on our Mishnah.
He's adding a case.
Right.
He's saying, by having two Adam and the other signature, we can't rely on the Shliach. If he's not doing the whole thing, we don't rely that he's careful. Not because that's the protocol, but because we don't, that's Tyson's Svara. The Ritzvah says a different Svara, I like that better. Not that I pick sides and reshade him. He says the minute that you're relying on a Shliach to do one, people will say, Kiyum Shtaros can be Be'ed Echad. Because you use two on one signature and one on the other signature. So people will say, oh, one is good enough. I had this guy saying before the Nechtav, they'll lose that in the mix. Because they'll see one signature has two Adim. The other signature only has one, and we'd rely on it.
Well, but according to Chisda, even if there's another... Oh.
That's what he's saying. Again, I'm willing to live if you guys are happy that that's protocol, I'm fine. The Rishaitim have a problem with it. They can't believe that two Adam make things worse. If anything, two Adam should make things better.
If two Adam are coming, why does that...
They only know one signature.
But... Nobody's going to come and say the Kiyum Shtaros. Look, the only reason they did it is because there's two Adam that came to the
table. Yeah, but we relied on one Adam, one signature.
Not by itself.
On one signature we did. That's what he says. He said before I next him, and that was supposed to be the cure.
Yeah.
But because we have two on one and one on the other, people don't view it that way.
Now, are these two other Adam on the Chasima Yad Sheni coming the same time as the Shliach?
Yes, because if not, we wouldn't give the get over. We don't give a get over unless it's validated. It came in Pinas Hayam. So, Trashi, Mi Gemidi Dilo Machat Kasher, Im Hoya Emer Shliach Ani Makirom, Kasher, Vafilu Leomer Befani Nechtam, He can say Yedeyani. All she has to say is Yedeyani. He says Yedeyani on one. The two Edom say Yedeyam on two, on the other one. But because it's Edom, it's no good. Doesn't make any sense. Why is Edom worse than the guy himself? That's Rabbi's Kasha. So Rabbi Cohn and Corey both answered that protocol is protocol, we don't change protocol. If you're happy with that, I'm happy with that as well. Taisa says, we don't trust the shliach if he's not doing the whole thing. Because the shliach doesn't do his job unless he's going to do the whole thing. We don't have that same trust. Because the whole thing was based on the fact that the shliach is very careful. Because he knows it's him. Once he's not doing that whole thing, he's not as careful. That's how Taisa explains Rav Chisda. Right.
And if two pairs came, each on one signature.
That's great.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Two Edom is the best evidence you can have.
On each single.
Correct. Signature. Beautiful.
Why would the shliach even go if he didn't see the other signature?
But he knows half and he's hoping there's another Edom for the other half. He might as well try. I don't know. I can't get into his mind. This is what happened.
Well, what was Rabbi Freud's case?
Two Edom come on one signature, two Edom come on another signature.
And the Shliach of Vanessa, that case
means? We don't know. I don't want to talk about Bifani Nechta. On a regular star, two Edom come on one signature. A regular star. Leave Lishma out of the picture. Yes. Let's say Lishma is not a concern. Two Edom validate one signature, two Edom validate another signature.
Why is Rabbi changing it so much when we get the star?
Because I don't want to get into Lishma. Because the Gemara Tazano and Beis is going to deal with that. So why should I get involved in something the Gemara is going to deal with? That's why I changed it to a star. Or when you go like Robin, Lishma is not a concern. Now I'll talk about get also. Elam HaRabba. So Rabba disagrees with Rav Chisda. He says that if two Edom come and testify on the other signature, that's better. But Rabba says his own chiddush. Rabbi says the following. Shimon came in, he was the shliach. He says, I watched one signature. I didn't watch the other signature, but I recognize it. And he brings along another aide that also recognizes it. So he says, I watched one signature. And by the way, I recognize the other signature, and I have and another aide is there to support him who also recognizes the other signature. Why not? We possibly should have not said that's not a problem.
What was the difference between the first aide and the second?
One of them signed in front of me. And one of them didn't sign in front of me, but I know who it is. I recognize his signature. And I have another aide to support me who also recognizes his signature.
What was it? Aide Echad, forget about anyone else. He says, find Echad. I think he did that himself. That's against Chazal? Chazal gave the permission for one person to say it. Find Echad, he said. By the two aid him, one aid, he himself said it, one aid, I saw sign the thing, and the second one, I didn't see it, but I myself knew it's good.
Maskeva Ravashi, I'm sorry, I'm going to skip a line and a half because of your question. Me'ika demidid ilu masik ilu lakula debura kusher, hashta dikachad badei pasul. He can do it all by himself. He can come in and say, I recognize both signatures. Rashi holds, he says, Yodati is good enough. He doesn't even have to see the signatures. So because he brings another aid along, it makes it worse? So Rashi's question on Rava.
How is this case any different than
the first aid? Because that two other aid, and we weren't relying on the shliach.
I understand, but...
Okay, see, I didn't have a chance to explain it because I got interrupted with a question. Which Rav Ashi asked on Rava. But Rava's going to explain himself. So let's give himself a chance. Let's go back. Talk to Gemara. My timer. Why does Rava say that if the shliach comes in and says, I watched one signature, and me and him recognize the second signature, it's puzzle. Because my taima, Asi Lachlufa became Staris Alma, the Kanafik Nichiri Rivzi Mamay Napuma de Chatzada. What happens is as follows. If a guy comes into Bezin on a regular contract, not a get, and he says, Zek Sav Jadi, this is my signature, and this is my friend's signature, which I recognize, and another aide comes with him and recognizes his friend's signature. Okay, so let's see what happens. A person can come in and say, this is my signature, he's believed. You don't need to wait him. On the other signature, he testifies along with somebody else. Zokti Gemara and Ksubas, that's not a good validation, because he's doing three-quarters of the work. And you can't have somebody do three-quarters. Two Adam have to do 50-50. And this guy is doing 50% on his own signature, and then 25% of the other 50% that's left. So we can't have one A do more than 50%. Two Adam have to do 50% each. This guy is doing 75% of the validation. That's a different story. That's not going to happen. Let's not mess up this case. Let's not get into Gemara and Ksuba.
That's a rule.
You can't have one aide do more than 50%. Correct. Because the Torah wanted two aidim. No, because the Torah said two aidim. Two equal aidim. But that's what the Torah means. That's what the Chazal say the Torah means. So now over here, this guy says, before I next him in half, he's being validating half the get. Then he's saying, I recognize the second signature together with somebody else. So he's doing half of that. So he's doing 75% of the validation. And we can't have Kiyum Staris where one A does 75% of the validation. That's what Rav is saying. By saying I recognize one by himself, and he's believed. So he did 50%. Then he joined with somebody else, and he did 25% of the remaining 50%. By a regular star, that's not kosher. Zakrava, therefore by get, we made it possible. Zakravashi, he could have done 100% by himself over here. He didn't even need the other guy. He could have said, I recognize both signatures. Gone, end. So what, because he has somebody else joining him, it makes it worse?
Recognize both signatures?
Yadati. I recognize both signatures. The Gemara said on the Gimel of an Aleph, according to Rashi, that all he has to say is, I recognize the signatures.
Not that he even signed.
He doesn't even have to see it. He just has to recognize the signatures. That's what Rashi, the Gimel of an Aleph, we had that. We didn't have it?
Why is it better than Rav Chisda's case? Why would he argue on Rav Chisda and then...
Because two Adam are the best thing in the world. He's doing 75%. You can't use somebody for
75%. I understand that question, but he's saying, I don't agree with Rav Chisda.
Because two Adam are doing half, and they're the best.
Now he's got two Adam doing the half?
No, he's not. He's one of those two Adam.
So this is a bigger Chiddush, you're saying?
Yeah.
It's a lesser Chiddush. He's saying two Adam would be believed. It's because the Shliach is doing 75%. In the case of Rav Chisda, the Shliach is doing 50%, and the two Adam are doing the other
50%. Rav Ashi
says, no, Rav is saying it's no good because of the
75%. I guess I don't understand.
Yeah, Rav Chisda... Please do not interrupt, because this is what happens. I can't get a thought across. Rav Chisda says, Shliach comes in and says, I recognize one signature. Doesn't know anything about the other signatures. Two Adam come and validate the second signature. Rav Chisda says it doesn't work. Rava says that this makes any sense. Two Adam is the best evidence you can have. The Shliach can do it by himself and two Adam can't. Therefore, Rava rejects Rav Chisda. But I'll tell you a new halacha. The guy comes in and says, I necked him on one. And he combines with somebody else to validate that other signature. So he's doing 75%. And since he's doing 75%, he's not believed. We can't validate a star by 75% of one of the Edom.
So Rav is giving a case that's possible.
Right.
I thought the object was to find a case.
No, no. Saying a chiddush. So it's like Rav Chisda said a chiddush is possible with two Edom.
Yeah.
Rav is saying with two Edom would be kosher. But with the shliach himself, it would be possible. Because he's doing 75%. Rav Ashi says, I don't get it. He could do 100%.
Yeah.
So why 75% worse than 100%?
Right. Okay.
So the pshat they say in Rava is 75% is worse than 100%. Because if you do 75%, people say, oh, this guy needed the other aid. He didn't need the other aid. He could have done 100%. But by bringing in the other aid, people who are watching from the gallery think, oh, this guy did 75%. We can use one aid for 75%. We don't want people to walk away with the impression they can use one aid for 75%.
Using this logic, you can't break Rav Chisda's case in 50%, 25-25 to make 100. So you understand, two Edom are coming, each one are doing 25%.
That's great.
That is okay.
Why not?
Because at least you have 50-50.
Exactly.
On the whole.
Exactly.
So one guy really could have come by himself.
That's Ravashi's question.
So once he testified, let's assume he testified first.
Bezin had no reason to listen to the second guy.
But because they listened.
Exactly. That's what Rav is saying.
In other words,
that's what Rav is saying. You're right. Rav is saying by listening to the second guy, they messed things up.
In other words,
should stay outside.
In other words, okay, they force the situation.
Exactly.
It's not just like that the job is, okay, my question is, why wasn't it complete when the...
It was, but then Bezin went and listened to the second guy.
And all we're worried about is perception of the...
The whole thing, Arthur Laclupe's perception.
This guy was first.
Mm-hmm.
It's only because they came together. That's why the problem is.
Because Bezin said, you got anybody else here to testify?
No. I'm sorry. The one aid said, everything's fine. Okay? That means the Chesachav was done. End of deal.
Not end of deal, because Bezin listened to the second guy. Again, whoever was sitting there wanted another testimony.
Who?
The three people who were sitting there.
Why did they want another testimony?
I don't know. Ask them.
No.
Ask them.
I mean, if it would have been nobody was there, and then 5 minutes later they wouldn't have listened to him.
Yeah.
So what did we... Why wasn't it a closed deal then?
That's Ravashi's question. Thank you.
Then I wonder why the halacha is different.
Because they listen to a second aid and they make it sound like one signature had one and the other signature had two.
It's a
We're afraid that people listening will say, hey, the guy did 75% and we're willing to accept it.
And Rashi doesn't believe that listening to that chutzpah?
No.
Well, the problem is, let me ask this question. Did this, when the eighth said about the first, he said, let's say he said, by the first person, I saw the actual chasima. That's what's going on?
No difference. He said, Yadati or Befanei Nechtam.
Until today, I didn't even remember that at all. I really thought that he had a say. I know. I thought, you know what, Yodayani, I thought that meant...
Rashi and the Menala, Vimhaya Aymer, Ashliya, Chani, Makiram, Kasha.
But other people must argue, right?
Other Rishayim argue, but this is Rashi's job, and we learn Rashi.
I mean, the Lishma problem, you problem.
Again, we'll leave Lishma for Tetzayin of the Bay. That's the
problem, right?
Yes. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, who Ashliya, Vacham, and Ashok Imai. The shliach would have done it all by himself. I feel like a day at the higher kasher. Avachshav shayacha imay pasul. Why? It's asul v'aklufei. He'll come to be exchanged with kiyum shtar as the alma. Tegan shnayim achasum mashtar. ומייס אחד מהם, ובו זה ואומר זה כסב יודי וזה כסב יודי של חברי. This is my signature, and this is my friend's signature. When the star of Echad min Hashuk imor lohor aksav yad ames, and somebody joined him on the second signature, right? One of the Edom died. Amina beperek beis diksub is the einikayim. Actually, beis min Hashuk meidim al chesim ames. We need two others, meaning one other besides the one. Dimkein nafik klusu revoidim amayin apu b'dachad, because you're going to take out 75% of money by the testimony of one eight. The Kamala Neman of the Moim is Eksav Yodi. Harachati Eidus, that's 50%. Then Baal and Sarv Lord Achaisim Chaveri Machar, Gimur Revius Eidus Abib. He's doing three quarters. Rachmana Amra Pichnayim. The Mashma, this is what Meish Freund was asking, Pau Ga Puma Dehaya, Pau Ga Puma Dehaya. A Pichnayim Eidim seems to say two equal Eidim. The Gabi Get Navi. Yomar Bevara Nechtam Chetcha, Mehem and Ketrei, Yishliach, who is Yishliach? Bechetcha Hashem Yom and Sarv and Machar, Lekhaim and Bechayim Shtar Kiyum Yishlaris. He's working the other way. He didn't have to, but he is. By get, it's really not a problem because he could have done it all by himself. We're afraid if people see this happening, they'll think you can do this by every star. Everything is being taken away besides a quarter, meaning the whole minus 25%. That's like saying 75%. Back to the Gemara, Maskel or Ravashi. He can meet either the Maskel or the Kula, the Bura Kusher, Ashton, Ikechad, Behenei, Puzzle. If he finished the whole world, it would be Kusher. Now there's one with him, it's Puzzle. Elam or Ravashi, Nukhirish. I disagree with Rava. But I feel like I'm a Nihu, a Cheney, Puzzle. What if he walks in and says, I'm the Shriach. I know this signature, and I'm the second signature. I signed.
So how is he for sure he had to say
again, don't worry about Lishma. He's saying I recognize that signature and I signed. I recognize my own signature. Person's believed to say this is my signature.
And sign it?
It doesn't happen. Going to Rashi, you don't have to see the signature.
What's wrong with this?
Saying he recognizes his signature is not going with the Takanas Chachamim. So all the Rishayim are bothered. It doesn't make any sense. He could have said, I recognize both signatures. It would have been fine. Because he's one of them, it's worse.
Oh, and it looks like he's
doing something. Zuxaisis, he looks like an Egeya Bedover. Because the Maisa, he is one of the eight. Now, even though normally by Kiyum Shtaris we trust people to say this is my signature, but over here, since he's telling us about both signatures, we say, he's Negeya. He's doing 100% here, which he's allowed to do, but we say the fact that he signed gives him a reason to lie. Because he wants to get approved. The right is he's saying to get his kosher, I watched the other signature. So he becomes an Negeya. It's a very difficult chat, but this is what Tysus brings you, show me. He's considered a Negeya. Because we say the reason he's testifying by the other aid is to make himself kosher.
So Beis could never be the man of one of the Negeya. It should never happen.
Right, that's what Ravashi is saying. Correct. The Trashi. The maid's exav yadi. Person can say this is my signature. But since over here he's believed 100% of the other signature, so we say he wants to back up his own signature, so he's saying about the other signature. So we don't believe him on the other signature.
Is this a gazera of the mistakes that come out of this?
We don't trust an aid that's in the gaya. He's in a geya. It's him. He don't want to be an aid in a star, and it's not good. Adaraba, you don't want to be an aid in a get, that's not good.
He understand.
You're going to start pulling my heartstrings. I got it. On the other hand, he has an incentive to make the other shliach, the other eight, good, so he can be good. You don't want to walk in. He's saying he recognizes the signature of the other eight. He has to say before I next him, the other one.
Oh, and the other eight is negeya. Not on his own.
Because he is a signature, he becomes negeya for the other eight.
Is that negeya for, because of himself?
A person's believed to recognize his own signature. But because he's recognizing his own signature, he has an incentive to recognize the other guy's signature.
I thought it was on his own.
That's what Tyson says.
He says it on himself. That's not.
There it is. We have no reason to say a guy will say his signature if it's not. But once he's recognizing his signature, he has an incentive to recognize the other signature, so everything should be hunky-dory.
What if he would sign a paper in front of two agents? They could compare the two signatures.
The Gemara says in Tzubas that that works.
So he could get out of it.
The Gemara in Tzubas says that if he doesn't say any who H A, he just signs a name and two other people say, hey, it looks good, then it's okay. It's not a real negeya. It's a gzeirah drabanan because it looks like a negeya. Doesn't say anything. I think these are, but Ravashi says it. Nobody argues with him.
Is that what the Kuzchav was? What was the Kuzchav?
That you can recognize both signatures. The Shliach can recognize both signatures. That's what Ravashi is saying. Again, leave Lushma out of here.
What we have this thing about the Chazal do something, doesn't the Shiur have business? So I'm saying all cases are fine, if any case is fine, except in this case. Is that fair?
They have a reason, they say it's in a gaya.
But I thought we don't do that.
I guess we do.
Didn't we say about those guys that were real strong? We said
it's a different story here.
I know it's a different story, but it's all the same London.